with more on those reports that the National Guard is stockpiling, hiding, and securing these medicines. Jonathan, what have you learned?
Shep, we know tonight that the Centers for Disease Control has released around a quarter of what is called the strategic national stockpile of those antivirals, Tamiflu and Relenza, to states right across the country. They've told those states to keep the supplies in secret locations, and that in a number of states, the National Guard is being used to secure those supplies. You just saw those states where that is the case. Arkansas, Kansas, Illinois, Ohio, Vermont, Connecticut, and New Jersey. So in all these states, Shep, it seems that while everybody is hoping for the best, they are preparing for the worst, and if the worst comes to pass, then the National Guard is going to play a very important role in distributing these antiviral medicines.
So do we have enough of these drugs?
Yeah, right now, as things stand, right tonight, we have more than enough. There are 50 million of these antiviral courses available in total. That would mean one in every six Americans would need to contract the virus suddenly for there to be any problem. You break that down to a state level, Shepard. California, for instance, has 17 confirmed cases of the H1N1 virus, but 5 million antiviral courses on hand. Ohio has just one case confirmed, but 430,000 antiviral courses. And New York, one of the hardest hit states, has 50 cases, but more than 2 million courses of these antivirals on hand. So right now, yes, there is more than enough, but you do get the sense, Shep, that everybody is preparing for a tipping point where these cases start snowballing so much that we need these antivirals and need them very quickly, Shep.
And certainly the hope is that does not happen. Jonathan Hunt, thank you.